This is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm joined by Kristen Palisari. She's the Director of Development for the Urban Institute of Contemporary Arts, or UICA for short, at corner of Fulton and Division. How are you doing today, Kristen?
I am doing great. Thank you for inviting me on the show.
Absolutely. You've been in the new location for a little over a year, and you've opened up the new levels recently. What's going to be offered on those levels? And for those who have not had a chance to visit the new location, what are some of the highlights of the new location?
Well, I'm very glad that you mentioned it, because it just absolutely doubles our space programmatically and for exhibitions. As you know, Urban Institute for Contemporary Arts has been in this community for 35 years, and we just continue to grow as far as our innovative programming and visual arts, film, dance, literature, performance, and music. So with levels 4 and 5 in the new outdoor terrace, we're able to do even more impact in the community.
And now you've got a art prize top 10 entry there, Martin Van Wagendonk's Song of Lift. And or how long are the art prize exhibits going to be sticking around? Because obviously after Sunday, art prize wraps up.
Yes, that is true. However, we still have, as a part of our exhibition schedule, as a calendar, we have it showing through November 18.
So okay.
You still can definitely come down and see all of what we have through November 18th.
Okay, so all the art prize exhibits will remain till the 18th of November.
That is correct, yes.
Now, once you wrap up with art prize, what are some of the new exhibits that you're going to be showcasing going forward?
Well, the de-install for art prize takes place, and then our next installation is Utopia Dystopia, which is based on our artist's representation of what the end of the world is going to be, whether it be positive or negative. And that opens on December 21st, and it goes through February 10 of 2013.
Okay. Now, are these artists who are working together, or are representations of this from different artists who are unconnected?
All different artists that are unconnected, as is with Art Prize. And they go through a curatorial board who does the assessment on what artists are chosen for this particular exhibit.
Okay. And I've always been a huge fan of independent movies, and UICA is always a great place to see them. What do you presently have on tap for folks who want to come check out independent movies there?
Well, currently we're showing Sleepwalk With Me, and I don't know if you know this or not, but we did a Kickstarter campaign, which was successful, and now we are doing, starting in spring of 2013, as soon as we can get the equipment, we are going to be able to have the ability to show 35-millimeter films.
Awesome.
The good old ones that everybody wondered what happened to them, and there isn't any place in this particular area, probably greater West Michigan, that has 35-millimeter capability.
Okay. Now, do you have some things on tap that you're going to be rolling with soon on those?
Well, the Kickstarter campaign celebration, which is October 11, a part of that, everybody that donated, and even those that haven't, that would like to attend, they are going to vote. What are we going to be showing for our first 35-millimeter series or film, or is it going to be pre-1960s horror flicks or Alfred Hitchcock? It's going to be really fun to see what our family of film enthusiasts pick.
What their choice will be.
Yes, exactly. I'm really looking forward to it, because there's many of them that I would like to see personally, but I don't want to sway the jury at all.
Now, you guys have a program called Artworks, recently won some acclaim from the White House. Can you tell me a little bit about the program?
Yes, it is an incredible program that it exposes youth 14 to 21 years of age to a career in the art field. And a lot of these individuals, even adults included, don't realize how much the creative field has expanded. It reaches into textiles, furniture, all sorts of design elements. You know, we have right here in Grand Rapids just an incredible consortium of all industries, from food to furniture to shoes, and there's so many opportunities. So we have a company that actually has projects that these youth work on for the entire summer, and they are used by these companies. For example, Herman Miller, they did a magazine that Herman Miller is now using, and the students did such a great job on that particular project that they were taken to their conference in Chicago.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Last week. Mm-hmm. Yep. And many of these youth, they had done all the costumes for our Oddball, which was our launch of the art prize this mm-hmm. year. And they did all the costumes with the alien chic
okay.
theme. And they created them. Some of the young people had no idea what a sewing machine looked like. And by the end of the session, they were thrilled, and some of them want to go into the new program at Kendall College of Art and Design for their design track.
Now, how do the kids get involved in the program?
All they need to do is call us.
Okay. So their parents just get a hold of UICA. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much it?
Yep, exactly. And we have Becca Guyette, mm-hmm. who is the lead on that. So if there's anyone that would be interested, she would be the person to contact. And we're trying to add additional sessions throughout mm-hmm. the year because we find it is so impactful. Mm-hmm. So we're still working on that, but we need to get the funding for a few more semesters, so to speak, of ArtWorks program.
What's the best phone number or email if they want to get a hold of her about getting involved?
They can email me at Christine, K-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, at UICA.org.
Okay.
Or they can email Becca, mm-hmm. B-E-C-C-A, at UICA.org. Or they can call our main line, which is 616-454-7000. Mm-hmm. And Becca is at, I believe, extension 18. We don't generally call each other. We just walk over to each other's desk.
Fair enough. So what are some of the other programs you guys offer there at UICA?
Well, within the ceramic studio, there's a number of different programs, anything from throwing pottery on the wheel or other types of cork shops. We do a lot of cork shops, and we do the family days, which is the first Saturday of the month, in which they do a project together as a family. Age is not a factor.
Okay.
Free. And so there are a lot of different things. If you have any type of interest, please give us a call, and we can give you the whole rundown of what's available.
Now, are you presently looking for volunteers?
Yes, we are. We during Art Prize, of course, we're in need of volunteers because there's probably about 60 or 70 hours of open time that we serve the public with Art Prize. But post Art Prize,
what about outside of Art Prize?
Outside of Art Prize, yes, we do. We have individuals that can assist with anything from concessions in the theater to learning how to be a gallery monitor, assisting with some of our youth programming. So a lot of opportunity, and we just have recently hired Taylor Greenfield, mm-hmm. who is our volunteer coordinator.
And now, if I recall correctly, UICA started out over on Race Street back in the late 70s. Can you take me back on how kind of the groundwork was laid for it and how it got from there to where it is today on Fulton and Division?
Yes, actually, it's just growth. Growth and need and community impact brought us from the original location to the location that was on Front Street to the 41 Sheldon Street, which is now wonderfully held by the Art Prize.
The hub.
Offices. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's the hub. And then, as you'd mentioned, a year ago, we just moved into the new building on 2 Fulton West, and it's wonderful because with the additional space, there's so much more programmatically that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
We are open for rentals, which is very unique because our space, if you do have a rental such as a cocktail party or a corporate retreat or a wedding, it's really incorporating the art and the uniqueness of the space.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are some of the other things that you guys are looking to be offering as time goes forward? Any other programs?
I think, at this point right now, we're going to probably do a reassessment. It's 1 year mm-hmm. into the new building, 1 year of stats, so to speak, in order to look at the success and feedback. But we really need to go back into the community to make sure that what we are doing is meeting the need.
Okay.
And that we actually use that as our litmus test to make sure that we are meeting the need of the art community and the general population of West Michigan.
Fantastic. This is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I've been joined by Christine Palosari. She's the Director of Development for the Urban Institute of Contemporary Arts, or UICA for short. It's at 2 West Fulton on the corner of Fulton and Division. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure, and I really appreciate your time and giving me the opportunity.
Absolutely.